man standing, I'm going to give you a prophecy about this second phase of this message about supernatural help and about hearing the voice of Jesus on help. And this is an introduction to the church in such a way that many years the church had not known nothing about this subject, living longer and stronger. Expectation and revelation and manifestation will come. So here's what the Lord says. We are shifting. We are through drifting about our help. Help is a covenant right from Almighty God. It is not a dream. No help belongs to the redeemed. The Lord is about to expose every scheme. There have been schemes set up in the system about help, and the Lord is about to expose it. The time has come for good help, not just to be a dream. Streams of miracles, signs, and wonders are coming to the people of God that get in the flow with the Holy Ghost of help. All we need is more truth. And act on these truths to set us free from, watch this now, from self, Satan, and the system. Those are the three. Self, that's the first one you got to be set free from. Satan and the system. Now, turn to John 10 from Man Stand a minute, because I want to talk to you a minute about what the Lord took me through to get here. He says, one was sick for 12 years. He took me to that text, the woman with the issue of blood. He said one had spirit of infirmity for 18 years. He took me to that woman and Jesus set her free. He said, wait, I'm not through yet. He says, one had it 38 years. I'm trying to tell you, no longer how long you've been dealing with it don't make no difference. 38 years. Then he showed me that, you know, that man who was waiting on the move of the water. And then I'll preach about him before it's over with. And then he showed me, he says, then one was born with it, born blind, but I set him free. So your case is no different. Don't care how long you've been dealing with it. Don't care what you've been through. If you listen and apply the word is going to become a medicine for you. All right, you may be seated. John chapter 10. Write this down. Hearing Jesus' voice of health, you know we talked about that. Hearing Jesus' voice of health. Notice it didn't say on health. Jesus' voice, what? Of health. Okay? And then I want you to write this down for your own action. Taking your health back. I'm taking my health back. If you never had it, it would belong to you anyway. And then I want you to write, and I may preach some of these, the voice of help cometh to me now. So we got three things. Hearing Jesus' voice of help, right? Taking your health back. It's not going to be given to you. You got to take it back. Matter of fact, and then the last one, the voice of help cometh to me now. I don't care what it is, or how bad it is, or how long it has been, is coming to the body of Christ that there's a remnant of the redeemed. Notice what I said. A remnant of the redeemed going to walk in supernatural health. I'm going to be in that number. Okay. All right. Now, let me show you something that will make the verses that we're going to read more effective. in talking about my sheep hear my voice and a voice of a stranger they will not follow. Sickness and disease and early death is a stranger. Has nothing to do with your covenant. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with your covenant. So now, when I was communicating with God about tonight, he dropped this in my spirit. He said, now you're going to read from John 10. He said, now you all have used John 10:10 for everything else but health. Look at it now, John 10:10. He says right in the middle of the chapter, I'm talking about my sheep hear my voice. I'm talking about I'm the door to help. I'm the way to help. And he got three words in that 10th verse that are accurate about the position the body of Christ had been in based on living healthy lives. I told you we're not just talking about eating now, so get that off your mind, but that's part of it. But you have to learn some more things. You're not going to eat right till you learn some other thing. So don't even be concerned about it. Listen to what I'm saying. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. What one of the greatest ways he's been stealing, killing, and destroying a Christian is Christian not knowing how to walk in supernatural divine help and let the Holy Ghost help them. And so we're students. Everybody here is student. We're student, right? So we want to grow in this grace and grow in this understanding and grow in this, in God's, get this now, manifold wisdom of help. So we got a grace here, we have a mercy here, and we have wisdom here. And in order for you to walk in health, you're going to have to know how to walk in divine discernment. In other words, you're going to have to make decisions based on what the Holy Spirit is saying to you on the inside, not letting your body shout to you from the outside. You're going to have to answer from the inside. When your body starts clowning, you have to answer your body from the inside because your body does not have the answer for what is coming up against. Okay. So in this health area where God bringing to the church, because more plagues coming, more pandemic coming. And so you would need to know about your immune system. You would need to know how to, from the inside, you would need to have revelation of walking and it should not touch me. Now, you can't verbalize it without reverence. You have to have, see, it's disrespect to God not to rely on his word. And irreverence, it's not, we don't have the reverence for God. Oh my, like we should have. The reverence, the reference. We got references to God. We make references to God, but we don't have the reverence. We have methods, write this down, method, but they're just routine. We have memory. We memorize scriptures, but they're just rules. But when we meditate, it produces reverence, respect the awesomeness of God. He's almighty. And so I want to get you beyond just making reference to God and just remembering scriptures. You have to get to the place where you have reverence for God. You reverence his word. You respect his word. You trust his word. You know his word is more powerful than anything that come out of a man's mouth without him. Man's word is not strong as God's word. So the scheme going to have to be stopped. The thief is stealing and killing and destroying from the pulpit to the back door in the church because the enemy through John 10:10 have hidden the revelation of help from the church at large. At large. I watch. I've been watching many years. And there's not much said about health. Because health is not just you praying. Health is you making a plan to walk with God and asking God for wisdom. So I may the Holy Spirit give you health wisdom. I receive health wisdom now. Say it. Yeah, because it's going to have to be you and the Holy Spirit. And you're going to have to know that you have authority over the thief. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. See that 10th verse. See, but Jesus said, now you got to understand this. Jesus said, I am hell. I'm come that you might have life. In that same verse. That you might have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I am hell. I am your hell. Now you got all these things you got to deal with in your head, in your soul, in your senses, in the system, satanic forces, family members you got to deal with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But you're going to have to listen to the Spirit, I'm telling you. And he's going to show you some things tonight, all right? All right, so you got John 10:10, right? Uh-huh, uh-huh. So if any one of God's children in here tonight, if you dealing with any type of sickness and disease, Satan stole your health. Now what you got to do? Take it back. Yes, he said when they catch a thief, you got to do what? Return you how many? Oh, we about to get some health up in here. just listen, and try to get in a reverential place while I'm talking. Try to get in a place where it's not routine, ritualistic service on Tuesday night. Have some reverence and expect God to say something to you I didn't say. Listen real close. When he say it, write it down. Because God's supposed to speak up in here. You're supposed to hear his voice. You're supposed to get your answer up in here. But there must be, all right, Lord, it must be a reverence. The reverence, see the references. We make references to Scripture. But when we reverence Scripture, they become ours. They become spirit. They become life. They become supernatural. They become beyond what our last name is, what culture we're from, background. Are you following me? It's the presence of God. The presence of God should be with us, all right? So notice here in John 10, verse 3, it talks about Jesus. To him the porter opened it, and the sheep hear his voice. Underline the sheep hear his voice. The voice of health coming to you. And he called his own sheep by name. You know what the Lord just told me? He calling you out tonight. By your name. Because you his child. And God know all his children. He's calling you out. And not only is he calling you out, look at that voice. What is he doing? Saying, leading me out of sickness and disease and leading me to my health. Don't let your head get up in here. Don't let your body line like a dog. Don't let that lying body tell you you can't go nowhere. It's lying to you. It's lying because it don't know no better. The body really would like for you to hear it. You see, because it been so long, it looked wrong. And you're walking against the grain, my brothers and sisters, you're walking against the grain because the turf out there and the walls that built out there say this is not possible. And God love it. God love for them to say something not possible. And one of his children, if thou can believe. What are we going to do with Romans 8:28 about our health? All things work together. Ain't good to be sick. But the scripture says all things work together for good for them that love God. Those who call according to his purpose. I am. I'm called. You called. Aren't you? All right. So now he called you by name and leaded them out. So we got to hear our name. And we got to let him lead us. We can't go by statistic. We can't go by internet, none of that. We have to hear his voice. May he speak to you tonight. May he show you what to do. I believe you know what to do. Y'all believe you know what to do? All right, watch now. And when he put it for his own sheep, he goes before them. So Jesus has gone before you for your help. He was wounded. It's Isaiah 55:3. See, he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Look at verse 5 now, because it's very important. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. All right, go to verse 27. My sheep hear my voice. And I talk to you about the voice of healing, but we never heard the voice of help. And I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life. Now, if you're able to give me eternal life, you're able to give me help. Amen. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. So there have been a plucking going on. We have been plucked out of God's hand concerning our health by listening to a lot of other voices and not listening to the voice of Jesus, or not being taught properly from the pulpit. People will, faith come by hearing. I got to hear this. You got to show me. Show me in the scripture where God want me to have help. It's all over the scripture. No, stop listening to that lying body. That body senses is going to talk to you all the while I'm preaching, as if it's impossible. But we're talking about God. We're not talking about Leroy. We're talking about God himself is talking to you about this. And God is, God is bringing you to a place. You coming out. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them, no demon either, pluck them out of my hand. My Father, you see that? Which give them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Let me go over these things right quick, because I got to, the door of hell, I'm going over some things. The door of hell is being opened for the people of God. Now I want you to write on your note, the door of hell is being opened for me right now. Now the next part is the deception. What I say? And doubt must be dealt with by reverence and revelation. You're not going to walk in hell if you don't reverence God, respect God, honor God. The day has come for God's goodness to shine through his children. I'm going over what I went over Sunday. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. Listen very carefully now. What the spirit of health is saying to the church. What the spirit of health. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of health. The voice of health cometh to you today. Not just the voice of healing. Remember I talked about that? Not just the voice of healing, which is a good voice, but you're going to hear how to keep your health. And you notice, you're going to notice Jesus said, will thou be made whole? That word whole means well or healthy. And he said, go and be sick no more. Jesus wants you to know he can't take your health back without your faith for help. And obedience to help laws. All right. I'm going to skip the old I give you, son. I'm going to go a little further because I got many things I have to say to you. sick and believe you can't get well, you're following the voice of a stranger. You got that right there in John 10:5. You're following the voice of a stranger. You're following the voice of a system that had been set up to tell you you can't get well without them. And it's not getting any better, it's getting worse. All right, I'm gonna hold up two hands. Symptoms, dealing with symptoms, bringing a solution. Symptom is smothering your body voice telling you you need to do something. When you deal with symptom, all you're doing is smothering the voice of your body. Your body saying, no, you need to do something. Listen, you need to do something. But you put something in there to deal with the symptom and believe you're well. And you're still sick. It's a temporary delay. Every time you have a pain in your body is saying, "You need to. I need something else over here. I need you to do something else." The body wants a solution, but the system have set up that you go for the symptom. Think you're well, but you're not well. It's been smothered for a while. It's coming back. Listen. If you're sick and believe you can't get well, you're following the voice of a stranger. Strange messages is all over the place. Now I'm going to take you through this. Turn to Psalm 107. Psalm 107. I'm going to give you a statement because I'd like to give you a principle. I'd like to give you a statement so you can feed on it and you can follow it up as you go. Health is God's covenant plan for you. And God keeps his word. You heard that? Health is God's covenant plan. You know what we said in Jeremiah 29:11? I have plans for you. Health was in that plan. He gave his son that you can live in health. Not just be healed, live in health. Health is God's covenant plan for you, and God, how many believe this? Keep his word. How many believe God keep his word? Yes. How many of y'all going to trust him? Yes. How many of y'all going to make the adjustment as the Holy Spirit help you? Yes. You may not do it overnight, but just go ahead on, baby. Make a little move. Make some little move. Yeah, I mean, just know that your health is waiting on you. Yes. Know that Satan, the system, and the worst enemy you got is yourself. That's why we got Romans 12:1-3. You got to present that body by the mercies of God. You got to not be conformed to the system concerning your body, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Look what it said, that you may prove that good, acceptable. You know what that is? Hell. Good, acceptable, perfect will of God in your body. Is health. God's good, acceptable, and perfect will for your body is health. Psalm 107. Health is God's covenant plan for me, and God keep his word. You got it? Look at the 20th verse, Psalm 107, verse 20. Hallelujah. And we are not in a discussion up in here. It is a discovery that God has given you. Flow in it. Fight. Don't just lay down and take it. Fight. Stand up. for your right. Find out what the Holy Ghost is saying to you. Amen. Glory to God. Praise your holy name. Here's Psalm 107, verse 20. He said, he sent his word and did what? Healed them and did what? Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness. Next verse, and for his wonderful work to the children of men. See what he said? He sent his word. All right, now let me show you another verse. Isaiah 55:11. Held his God covenant plan for me, and God keep his word. So he sent his word to heal him, right? All right. Isaiah 55:11 now. Yeah, he had a real medicine. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. In other words, there's no power available that can stop God's word. I want to get back to the word. We're not dealing with a method. We're not dealing with memory. We're dealing with meditation. Okay? So we got a lot of notes, but not enough meditation. Meditation, or meditating the word, brings reverence, respect, the almightiness of God. He's an awesome God. But you can't touch him in memory. You can't touch him in method. And I have to say it, the church have a lot of method going on. And a lot of memory. And a lot of, oh Lord, I hear this word. A lot of mimicking. But it's not, you can't mimic God. You see what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of formality going on, and I feel his presence now. See, now while I'm preaching, a lot of y'all gonna get healed. He told me miracles, signs, and wonders is gonna hit the body of Christ while you teaching this. Because, see, there's some spectators don't believe it, but some powerful thing gonna happen, gonna shut them up. All I gotta do is, God, right there, the voice, his word will not return to the void. I'm preaching his word. So why can't be you gonna receive your miracle? See? Well, what we're dealing with here is beyond just thinking. It's beyond just eating. It's beyond just making confession. It's a reverence for God. It's a reverence for what he promised. It's a reverence for his word. It's a respect for his word. He's saying, yes, Lord, I believe you. This body been acting a fool, but I believe you. Your man of God have taught me. I'm going to read these notes. I'm going to get in a place where I can have reverence for you and respect for you and know that you're an awesome God and that you're God that bring deliverance where nobody else can bring. See, he says, there's not enough reverence for me. And when he was talking to that woman at the well, he said, listen, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But that's talking about everything. That's talking about praise. That's talking about reading the scriptures. You got to do it in spirit and truth. Then you come to a place where you're not just making references. Chapter 5, verse 8, as a reference. But if the reverence is there, when the reverence is there, the revelation going to come and the release going to be made. Hallelujah. 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 I remember the night you are being placed at another dimension because the Holy Spirit will visit you. You will have dream and vision. He's going to show you how to walk out. Tonight I deal with the snake. In the name of Jesus, I break his power by seven forces of the blood. You want to break it? You want to do it now?
Yes, sir.
I'll just interrupt you then. You want to break it?
Yes, sir.
All right, I want you to release seven blood forces on your health. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 12,
yes, sir.
There are seven blood forces revealed to me that a Christian can release on their health. Seven redemptive forces will be released on your health tonight. Whatever your body is acting up tonight, it's about to face Jesus and the cross. And the redemptive forces is about to hit your body tonight. I don't go by Sunday and Tuesday and Wednesday. I go by getting in God's presence. These seven redemptive forces, you're going to be able to use them every day. Woo! Glory to God. You understand what we're doing? You're releasing seven blood forces on every part of your body, on your heart, on your lung, on your liver. You're releasing these forces, whatever acting up, whatever jacking up, in the name of Jesus. Saying with a loud voice, now watch, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to what?
Receive.
To receive. Receive for who?
For me.
For me, right?
Yes.
All right, first redemptive force, blood force is power. I release healing and health power on my body right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you release it?
Yes.
I release blood power on my body right now. Redemptive power. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Secondly, riches. Riches is not just about money. Thank God for money. You need some money. Riches, joy, peace, health, strength, longevity. All that's in riches. I release the blood riches on my body right now. I live in rich health. No, I don't live in poor health. I don't live in poor health. I live in rich health. Say it with some force. Say it. I live in rich health. Say it.
My body
will not be in poor health.
No more.
I have good health. As Ray would say,
I'm well and blessed.
Say it again, I'm well and blessed. People ask you how you doing, tell them,
I'm well and blessed.
Don't listen to your lying body. Your body waiting on you to help it. You in charge of your body. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20 say you in charge of your body. You bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit. What's your God? You're not your own. Go back to Revelation 5. We'll get these seven out. 5:12. Revelation 5:12. Blood wisdom.
On my help.
That means God gonna start revealing things to you to do beyond the normal. The Spirit of God said to tell you you're being set up. for the best. It doesn't matter what your conditions are now. Stop repeating them. And stop resisting them. Good God Almighty. Stop repeating and stop resisting. Y'all heard what I said? Stop repeating. Stop rehearsing and start resisting. Your body through running you. Blood strength is on my body now. Producing blood health. Hallelujah. Blood honor. I'm going to honor God with my body. Blood glory. Woo, that's all of God. Is on my health. And blood blessing. You got it? Sit down. Now, let me try to finish. 2 minutes here. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go back to health is God's covenant plan for you. And God keep his word. We read Psalm 107, but he sent his word, right? We read Isaiah 55:11, right? That his word will not return to him void. Now look at Psalm. Can y'all get Psalm 105:37 in the Living Bible for me? Psalm 105:37 in the Living Bible. The Lord brought his people out of Egypt, loaded with silver and gold, and not one among the tribe of Israel even stumbled. Go to the King James Version. Psalm 105. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribe. One of those translations I read, he said it came out in hell. I read a translation. I don't know. Living Bible didn't do what I wanted to do. But he brought them out in hell. They're talking about 3 million people. Yeah. Wasn't one sick person among them. Amen. We ain't got no more than 42 of us. You understand? So we ought to be able to get it, right? Amen. Amen. I mean, God is a good God. Hey, hallelujah. Thus says the Lord, I've been taking sickness and diseases out of your body, but I need you to flow with me. Write down James 1:13-16. I need you to flow with me. James 1:13. Let me see what it says. James 1:13. I need you to flow with me. I've been taking sickness and diseases out of your body, but I need you to flow with me. Now, body of Christ, I'm not going to hold you because I've been a pastor a long time and I haven't taught for 48 years. I haven't taught enough about health. Tell you the truth, I didn't know nothing about it. All right? So we're dealing with territories here that you can make some changes now. 12 years, 18 years, 38 years, born with it. But you got them all delivered. See, one of the problem is we have put too much confidence in men. Let me talk to you here now. Jesus asked, and I'm going to ask the question, Jesus asked the question, I might preach it for the Lord, will I be made whole? Will I be made well? Will I be made healthy? He said, I have no man to put me in the water. Jesus, I ain't talking about no man. See, you went to that reference, I have no man. The man, the same thing happened to you tonight. The man talking to you tonight. He said, will I be made whole? He ain't asked you for no help. Any doctor, any person in the medical field
who do not want to train people about nutrition, I don't want to hear what they're saying. We got to get from under the knife.
Yes, sir.
We got to know that's not the solution. You younger people, catch a hold of this. You had to go through all that crap we done went through. Don't go through that. Know that hell is your right. And that God is a supernatural healer. Jesus is a supernatural healer. And don't beat yourself down what you've been through. Start right now. Take off from where you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What? Put it, tell them, somebody, read it out. I'm going to repeat it after you.
Then he led the Israelites out.
Then he led the Israelites out.
They carried silver and gold.
They carried silver and gold.
All of them were healthy and strong.
All of them were healthy and strong. Stand up right quick. Stand up. Stand up. Shake yourself. I'll sit back down. All them were healthy and strong. Hallelujah. All of them. Now we talk about 3 million people. All of them was healthy and strong. And in the church age, what would have happened, we started walking away from it. And so the food industry started shooting that chemistry in food. And the pharmaceutical and the food industry, they're together. And we got away from God's path. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. The entrance of thy word giveth light. So the majority will not receive revelation. See, I know about them two ways. Straight way. The wide way. Uh-huh. See. So you have to make up your mind. I don't be one of them to have this understanding. Not for me. For yourself. You're getting the revelation of it. And then God is such a good God. He took care of us through all this foolishness. You know what I'm saying? And then God got a door. We can repent. If we mess up, God, I'm sorry. Help me. Help me. God, I was stupid. Just write down James 1, 13 through 16. Let me go. Here's one going to shake the nation. Don't fight eating right. If you do what's right, help will take over. I'm going to give you a scripture. I'm going to give you a scripture with this. I'm just going to read it one more time, but the Lord going to talk to you on this. Don't fight eating right. If you do what's right, help will take over. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. I'm talking loud for a reason. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat good health. Or you shall have good health. But there's a willingness and an obedience have to be there. It's not going to happen automatically. Oh, listen, this one. Today, this is what the Spirit of God told me. The voice of health is screaming. Come unto me. Jesus is making the call. Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. The voice of health is screaming your name. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. Jesus talking. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Reveal him. So now we're talking about a health revelation. Go to the next voice. Watch what happened. Come unto me now. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. See, you see what I'm saying? Go to the next verse. Take my yoke upon you. Look what he said now. And learn of me about your health. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. See, your soul has to know right well. You can't keep looking in one mirror about your weight and all that. You got to look in the other mirror at the Word of God. And it'll be taken care of. God's word is a mirror. Go to the next verse, verse 30, I think. For my yoke is easy. My burden is light. That don't sound like no sickness to me. I told you, son, that the greatest medicine for health is meditation. Control the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart. Control the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart. Psalm 19, verse 14. Quickly, I got to move fast. Psalm 19, verse 14. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony as much as in all riches. Luke 6, 45. You can't talk to everybody about this. Especially if they don't want to learn. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. You see that? Proverbs 23:7. You ought to know that one. In my note, I got that one twice. It must be powerful. 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Thank hell. Stop thanking all those commercials. And they're going to come up with all kind of report. They're going to come from the White House to the outhouse. All kind of report. What's going to happen? What is going to happen? You say, you ain't talking to me. I'm listening to Jesus, me. I'm covered by them sevenfold blood. And then, class, what you want to do is establish soul wisdom about your health. Soul, S-O-U-L, wisdom about your health. I think one of the grandest, you know, he said in Psalm 139, verse 14, the last part of that verse, he talked about how wonderful your body made. Then he says your soul knows right well, right? Yes, Psalm 139, 14. And then in 3 John, he said, beloved, I worship above all things your prophet be in health, even as your soul prosper. Huh? I'm trying to show you something else about your soul. Soul wisdom about your health. Psalm 103. That's five divine benefits of your health in Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 1. See. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Now he tell you how to bless him. Bless his holy name. You see that?
Yes,
see, that's a soul that is trained. Look, now you're blessing his name. You know you got many names, you know. Jehovah Shammah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's present with me. I mean, sickness and disease can't stay where God is. Jehovah Shalom, he's my peace.
Yes.
Jehovah Rapha, he's my healer.
Yeah, yeah.
Jehovah Raha, he's my shepherd. See, bless his name. So with all that power around me, I can't fail. Go to the next, the second verse. Look what it says. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And forget, health is a benefit. All of his benefit. Forget it not. Forget not that Jesus was wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquity. By his stripe you're healed. That means you're healthy. These five things, I almost quote them every day, and Amnon, meditate on them every day. Go to the third verse. These five things. Who forgiveth all my iniquities. All down in there. Oh, my goodness. Look what the next one says. What's left? Who healeth all thy diseases. Go to the next one. Now watch. Then he protect you. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. What more destructive than some kind of contagious old disease got on your body, and then the doctor shaking their head, I can't do no more. Yeah. You got four more years. Shoot, you ain't calling my life. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold of eternal life and trust Jesus. We talked about murder. We talked about them pain. All y'all get them pain. They come right around your chest sometimes, come upside your head. Sometimes it hit your ankle, your knee. All y'all, and you ain't got no pain, you dead. Because something come up every now and then. Your body trying to give you a signal, stop eating that. We got to find out what it is. What's causing this? See, your body says, I'm trying to fight, but would you help me some? Will you give me some mustard green besides some mustard? That thought is not what's going on, it's how you handle it. See, murder handled it right. She said, no, I'm going to church. You get out of this car, you lying dog, get out of here. See, you got to do that. Because if you let it stay there, it's going to talk to you. It's all over. You've been a wonderful person. Goodbye. No, you ain't talking to me. Look at this voice. Who redeemed that life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness? Oh, and tender mercy. That's hell there, boy. Love it and tell them. Then look what he says to do next. Look what it. Go to the next word. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things? Wait, we ain't gonna leave that part. It was go out the mouth and what's go in the mouth. He said, who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that you, oh, hallelujah, is renewed. Like the eagle. I'm getting younger and younger every day. If you want to talk to old folks, don't stop by me. Go talk to somebody else who don't know no better. He ain't say he got the old world in his hand. He say he got the whole world in his hand. All right, I'll give y'all one more, I believe. Stepping into the help anointing. Tonight, Acts 10:38, 1 John 1:27, and Isaiah 10:27. Stepping into the health anointing. All right, Acts 10:38. Should have been on the board. That's the first one I called. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing what? Good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God is with me too. His name, Emmanuel. 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 You a Christian? Emmanuel is with you. He's doing the same thing he did then. All right. 1 John 1:27. The other verse, 1 John 1:27. 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:27. Quickly, hurry, hurry. 1 John 2. But the anointing, what you have received of him, abideth in you. Say, I'm anointed for help. And you need not that any man teach you. See, now, that's where the mess done come in. We have turned our bodies over to man. And whatever they say, that's all we're going to do. I remember a lady was trying to save her daddy's life, and she gave him some vitamin to take, and his urination changed color. He said, I ain't taking that no more. I'm only taking what the doctor tell me to take. You ought to watch your urination when the doctor told you. You ought to watch that. I'm not against doctors. But I'm against doctors who play game when you tell them you're trying to eat right. I'm against doctors who you tell a doctor, said, look, I'm eating raw right now. I'm getting my body straight. You can eat grass if you want. See? In other words, I don't kick her profession, her pride. I'm the only one know. During this pandemic, my members are called and they told my members, you got to take a shot. And the member told them, no, I'm not taking no shot. I'm waiting on God. I know what I'm talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. Come on, baby. You don't talk to me like that. You don't run my life. We can't let that happen. Look, we cannot let that happen. Because there's more coming. You understand? You got to have your money and you got to have your health. Why the insurance company don't pay for a nutritional doctor? They ain't it together, that's why. That's why you got to have your money. Isaiah 10:27, which destroy a yoke and remove a burden tonight. We're destroying a yoke and removing a burden tonight. It's come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And his yoke off thy neck. And the yoke of sickness and disease shall be destroyed because of the anointing. How many believe that? Because of the anointing. So you can't go by your feeling. You can't go by your thought. You got to go by what you know. You're going to have to turn your faith loose. Let me try to give you one on faith. Something I said about faith. Oh my, is it 27? Yeah, I'll close with this one. Turn to John 9, verse 27. John Gospel, chapter 9, verse 27. Let's see this. To the verse. John 9:27, I'll give you the statement in my closing. He answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciple? Yet he healed that blind man. Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, we are Moses' disciple. We know that God speaks unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. And the man answered and said to them, why, hearing is a marvelous thing that you know not from whence he is, and yet he had opened my eye. I don't care if you don't know him, I know him. See what I'm saying? That's organized religion. They'll tell you, I don't believe in all that health stuff. Everybody got to have something. That's not what the Bible's saying. So here's the statement I want to give you. And I want you to hear this clearly. You got John 9:27-30. You have to deal with number one, self. Number two, man. Number three, Satan. And your faith. Because the scripture says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Stand up and raise your hand a few minutes. Praise God. Soak some of that in. I'll take up
and we'll go over it some more. That's all y'all gonna say? While you pray, just keep praying. I will not be ignorant another day. I'm gonna yield to God and I'm gonna flow His way. The goodness of God is on me right now to remove everything off and out of my body that is not from Him. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus, through the power of the cross, through the power of the blood, through the power of the resurrection. And Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father for my deliverance. So I receive my deliverance. I receive my victory. On a Tuesday night, I receive it in the name of Jesus. I will live long. I will live strong. I will live healthy. And I will be a blessing to other people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.